This is Rico. When did Rico emigrate?
Last year, December.
Last year, December. And where did we go?
We went to Dubai.
Directly to Dubai.
Directly to Dubai.
But you told me that Dubai wasn't our final destination. I don't know yet what the final destination is. We're currently in Dubai, but we're currently traveling all over the world and collecting impressions from all continents. What made you decide to leave Dubai and leave Germany?
Well, I've always traveled a lot before. My job simply allows me to travel a lot, and I've noticed that my energy, in my personal opinion, is simply extremely high in other countries, since I'm never in Germany anyway. And then it was a very natural choice, to put it briefly, to emigrate and get to know the whole world.
Many people leave Germany because of the taxes, among other things. They say the tax burden is too high. I don't feel like it anymore. I'll go to Dubai, for example, and so on. What do you think about that?
Well, there are many perspectives and here it's all about the context, and I think that if someone emigrates purely to save taxes, then I always think that's not a good idea, because my experience has shown that most people who emigrate just for that reason end up going back at some point. Simply for that reason. Maybe you know what I mean. You've been on vacation for weeks and you're looking forward to being home, having bread at home, and a household routine again. When you emigrate, you might have that feeling permanently. In some people's opinion, that's when many want to go home again because they think that the motivation for emigrating was wrong. That means that in this context, I don't think that's the best reason. So you can't advise anyone to go to Dubai, for example, for the money and the taxes.
If that's the only reason, then no. And what are the other reasons? Are there also political reasons? You hear that many people leave Germany for political reasons.
Yes, of course. Well, I don't want to go into that too much detail, but I don't want to go into that too much detail. Everyone is free to form their own opinion about the geopolitical situation in the world, and I do believe that there are reasons for many people to look for something else. What about the risk of war? I'm hearing more and more that people are leaving Germany because they fear that we in Europe will end up in the middle of a war at some point. I've heard that too. And what's your opinion?
Yes, as I said, I don't like to get involved in politics, but it's safer to go abroad. Many people say that their daughters and sons shouldn't be subject to the advertising requirement and so on. I think there are many different perspectives here, and I think it's inappropriate to simply throw in an opinion out of context. But I do think it's a topic that I definitely recommend taking a look at and forming your own opinion about. It's more diplomatic here than at the table, I admit. But what are the reasons for leaving Germany?
Well, for me, the main reason was clearly the topic of energy.
What do you mean by energy?
When you travel the world and get to know cultures, you notice the vibration when you travel the world. In the countries I've been to, it's significantly higher. I've been listening a lot myself, so to speak. It felt much better.
Very esoteric.
No, it has nothing to do with being an esotericist, but maybe you've never been there at all. But maybe you've been to a supermarket in Germany and then I've had the experience that the, let's call it that, the cashier is less ambitious to serve you lovingly and kindly than is the case in other countries, for example.
So my.
And with that, you already have an energetic level, personal opinion in other countries, which is significantly higher, and the environment you move in also has a big impact on you. In Germany, people complain a lot, they scold a lot, they like to focus on the negative, and I'm the kind of person who likes to look at the positive. That means the vibes in Germany are rather negative.
Yes, if you want to put it that way, then the vibes in Germany are not so solution-oriented. And the Germans are rather frustrated. Well, 100%.
100%. What did your friends say when you said I was leaving Germany?
Oh, there were different opinions, but most of them think it's pretty cool.
Yes.
And I think most of them actually plan to do so.
Yes, but then it depends on what your personal reasons are, and I recommend thinking about that 2 or 3 times more deeply and why.
What would be the most important reasons for you to leave Germany?
Also, if you have a lot of people who tell me, I want to get out of Germany, get out of Germany.
It's such an emotional thing. I just want to get away.
But that's not what's going on. What is it?
Most people want to act out of dissatisfaction, and then I might recommend taking the healthy rational thought first, then go traveling for a longer period of time, be away from Germany for a longer period of time, and then see how you feel and whether you're happy with that. That's exactly what I did. Or whether you realize after 3 weeks that you want to go back home to your surroundings, your routine, your friends, because then all that will be gone. And you should be aware of that beforehand. So, you didn't leave because of the taxes?
No, but it's a wonderful side effect. Okay, and now we're here in Dubai. How long have you been in Dubai?
Well, since last December, but occasionally on a temporary basis. Now we've been here for another 2 months. And do you want to stay in Dubai? I don't know yet. I have all my doors open and that remains to be seen. But I really like Dubai, and the longer I'm here and the more I'm here, the more I like it. But you've already seen the whole world, they say. So, did you say? What other destinations do you like? I love Thailand. Thailand is one of the holiday destinations that I can always go back to. I really love Thailand. I like it a lot. I also like Mallorca, although Mallorca is more or less Germany these days. There are already many places that I like, but basically, if you look at it from different perspectives, Dubai is already very high up there. And what's it like in the summer and so on? Doesn't it get boring? I can still get through Dubai for a few more weeks. Okay, you could say that for every country. Personally, I think I've rarely seen a country that is as multifaceted and diverse as Dubai. And in the height of summer, if you will, I'll just take a 2-month vacation outside of Dubai. It's 50 degrees here, right? Well, it's not quite that bad, but it's still pleasantly warm outside. So to summarize, what do you say to all the frustrated Germans with their vibes, who want to get out of Germany, should think carefully. Maybe Germany isn't so bad after all. Yes, point one. Although I would say, first do it, complain less, then maybe take action, and if you talk about it a lot, then just do it and then see how it really is. And in the end, you can often only make a decision in many things if you actually implement it. And, above all, stay longer in the place you want to go. Exactly, because 2 weeks of vacation from Germany has nothing to do with choice. Then really be away for 3 months, or better yet, half a year, and then you can really judge.
Have you met people who were frustrated with being abroad and said, I want to go back to Germany? Yes, I have met them too. But currently I am getting to know more people who are moving away, out of Germany.
Can you recommend it? Well, for me personally, it has been a very, very valuable, important and right path to this day. Definitely, yes. Thank you very much for the interview. You are
very welcome.